In the sixth parasha, Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, and he says to them, "Don't feel bad that the Rosh Hashem sent me to be a source of support for you." And the pasuk says, "You didn't send me here; Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me here." So, what does that mean? Like, is that going to therefore make them remove them from all culpability, exculpate them, I think is the correct word, because you didn't send me here, the Russians sent me here, like, so that was right. So how does that work?
I thought they didn't feel bad about it.
Yeah, they're going to feel less bad.
I thought the Shratim said it's okay. we made the right decision. Did they regret their decision?
No, they're regretting their decision. The decision was based on the fact they thought Yosef was deserved punishment. Now they saw what happened to Yosef. They realized his dreams were true, and he wasn't trying to aspire inappropriately to become impose his authority on them inappropriately. He deserved to be the leader. So that means they made a mistake. So when he said, "Ani Yosef," the matter says that it was Oy Lanam Yemer Den Oy Lanam Yemer Techocha. Woe to us is for the day that we're proven that we're wrong. That's why the puzzle says that they didn't answer him. They were in the Yivilim Yipanov. They were so embarrassed. They didn't answer. So now Yosef needs to address them and say, "Don't feel bad, because it wasn't you didn't do it. Hashem did." So, how does that play out? That's what I'm trying. I'm not going to give a final resolution on the topic. I remember one time the Shiva just gifted one time, maybe probably more than one time, but one time comes to mind where he speaking to some, it wasn't a regular shmuzin yeshiva, I don't think, maybe it was, but it was like some other type of. And told the boys, he says, "You have a mistake. You believe that you were sent to yeshiva by your parents." He says, "You were sent to yeshiva by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your parents were the shliach that Kadosh Baruch Hu used to send you to yeshiva. If you understand, if you're here, because the Russian wants you here, not because your parents want you here. Your parents might want you here also, but that's not going to be a decisive factor in where you're going to end up. And Russia was using your parents. So now that the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent you to yeshiva, what does he want you to do? Now leave the parents out of it. So you're here for a very good reason. So the creator of all the world put you here. So we appreciate that for yeshivas." So that's obviously true. You know, we understand that. That the Russian finds a way to use the decisions of man to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. So he's able to, as it were, generate what he wants to accomplish while human beings still have free will. And that's the whole problem of the issue of Yediyah and Bechira. That's part of the Shiloh, is Yediyah and Bechira. But over here, the language seems to be that a even stronger language, "You didn't send me here," period. So there's no source of any, I have no source of any complaint against you because you didn't do it. So, how far do we take this into our own lives? There's a Sefer HaChinuch, which I think I told you once, that on the Isser of Lusikim Lusiter, he says, "Why is an Isser of Lusikim Lusiter? Why can't you bear a grudge and why can't you seek revenge?" He says, "Because he didn't do it, Hashem did it. So what are you bearing a grudge against him for?" Now, that doesn't mean he's absolved of responsibility. You know, he made a decision. He's a boycher. So as far as the boycher is concerned, he was boycher. He's going to be held responsible. As far as the reality is concerned, the person doesn't let it happen unless he wants to let it happen. So he says, you find such an idea. David HaMelech is running away from his son, Avshalom. And he comes out to comes out to where Shimi ben Gera is. Shimi ben Gera was Trenet Talmud Chacham. He was the Rebbe of Shlomo Melech. And here the king is coming with his just a very small group of people. His life is threatened by his own son. He comes to this field, and Shimi ben Gera comes out to him. Would you expect that he would come out to help them recover food, resting, etc.? And he gives them a melech, klala nimretzes. Hu kilani klala nimretzes. Klala is a curse. Nimretzes is that it's a running curse. It means it was just like, you know, like this whole long megillah of curse. So the people which were with David, the Gibor Mesh, which had accompanied David on this, you know, running away, wanted to, he was giving a curse to the king. He's a murder of Malchus, he's Chayim Misa. They wanted to kill him on the spot. So David says to them, don't do it. Hashem Ramallah Kalel, Hashem told him to curse. He can't curse me unless Hashem wants him to curse me. So, can't touch them. Okay. One story. Before David Melch passes away, he calls Shlomo, comes to him, and he gives him a list of things that he wants him to do. Because Atam Hisalish, you should become a true man, etc. Then he says to him, there's people I would like you to take care of. So, Brazil Hagilodi, who was nice to me, you should make sure that he's always Oikl and Shalkodako. And Shimi Ben Gera, which who Kilanikim Retzis, he gave me the stola. So I promised him I will not do anything to him. He says, you should make sure that he doesn't die a peaceful death. Okay. Which means he has to be punished. I mean, you said before, don't leave the guy alone. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says a beautiful thing. Learning Rashi sometimes is a beautiful thing. Rashi says he did something wrong. He's a tremendous person. He did something wrong. If you don't give him a punishment in this world, he's going to have to expiate his sins in the world to come. It's a lot worse than doing it over here. So you, Shlomo, I want you to make sure that he dies a violent death, and that'll be kapara for all of his averas, and it'll go straight to Ganeid. That's what Rashi says. Awesome, Rashi. So you read the Pashat. Push out the Pashat. Right? Right?
Let's help him get there.
But even whatever you learn, you judge both the 2 points. Here's Hashem of Malachi saying, you know, you've got to punish a fellow. So what Rashi is saying is, it's not because of me. It's not me. As far as I'm concerned, the Rashi did it because of Hashem of Malachi. On his end, he's going to get punished. He chose improperly.
Do him a favor.
So we need to make sure that he shouldn't get punished, because he deserves to get punished. So we need to find some way to give him a kapara of his aver. So we're not... Normally you say that the hashkacha of the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not absolve the individual from what he's done. I mean, this is the Rambam of the Ravid by Mitzrayim. Rashi said that there's going to be this terrible nation which is going to afflict Klal Yisrael. So why Rashi said they should do it? So why they get punished? This is the Rambam's question. The Rambam says that you can't really answer the question. The Rabbi says that's such a horrible answer. Like, don't ask questions like that, and then you tell you can't answer the question, because then that's not. The Rambam says that our minds can't comprehend. The Rabbi says no. The Rabbi gives his answer to the question. But their facts are true. However, we answer the question, the facts are true that Rishon runs the world, and the facts are true that the people get punished for their. There's a piece from Reb Chatzel here at the end of the packet. Which I think is, I hope it was the right piece. I haven't seen this piece in a very, very long time. Maybe it's the right one. Here it is. So he said like this. Um, So he quotes Chavos Lavavos. Chavos Lavavos says, so it's on page 106 of Rish Hashem.
106.
Yeah, I could probably next page. Oh. Down the bottom.
Okay, thank you.
Reimar Shekotzav Chavos Lavavos Shar Bitochem Perikim. Because I want you to see what the Chavos Lavavos wrote. That which Russia wants to happen, all of the elements which are necessary to take effect will take effect. So there's another piece over there. So imagine like this. There's Reuben and Shimon, and they're both Bali Avera, and they decide they're gonna kill somebody. So Reuben sees Beryl over there, Shimon sees Shmerel over there, they both take aim. They both shoot. Beryl survives. Shmerel is killed. So in Bezna Shalmata, Shimon shot and killed Shmerel. Sky Misa. Reuben shot and did not kill Beryl. He's put there for Misa. He didn't do anything. The way Reb Chatzel brings the Chavos Lavavos, so that's a mistake. When Shmerel died, he died because he's supposed to die. Shimon has no power to make Shmerel die when he's not supposed to die. So he's not chayav for Shimon's death. For Shmerel's death, because he didn't kill him. So what's he chayav for? His bechira bira to kill somebody. So Bezal Shomata, we said, listen, the deal is he's only chayav if he did it. But Bezal Shomala, right. There's no more. Shimon is no more a Balavera than Reuven. They both were Barker Bura to decide to kill somebody. They both did all the steps it takes to kill somebody. And Beryl's mazel was that he moved at the last moment. Smeila Reuven didn't kill him. But as far as Reuven's concerned, his Bechir is Bura.
Right.
So he goes to the same Gehenna as Shimon. I told you once, one of my Rebbeim said. There's a fascinating eerie. There's a little bit of a side issue, but I think it helps bring out the point a little bit. There's more about Bakama, the more talks about the dinner potter by Grama is potter. By Mormon is Grama is potter. So Reuben is Mazik Shimon directly. Reuben has to pay. He's Mazik Shimon through Grama. He doesn't have to pay. Comes on the Miri. The Miri says, he's potter. Says, you should know. But if Reuben is Masik Shimon through a Grama and doesn't pay, he's Reuben's postulatus, because he's a Gazan. He owes Shimon money. He took Grama's potter. Grama's potter means that Bezan Shalmata can't enforce it. As far as Bezan Shalmata is concerned, he has a chiv to pay. If he doesn't pay, he's a Gazan. So one of our Rebbeim said is, so what the Miri is really telling us, he says, the person who kills Ayane Grama is a Ratzayach. And he says, the only nafkamina is when they turn on the fire in Gehenna, they turn it on like a groma. That's what he said. That's what Mary is saying. He's a Gaza. He didn't steal, he stole like a groma. Yeah, but like a groma is called you did it. Bez and Shalmata can't enforce it. So he killed like a groma. Bez and Shalmata can't enforce it. So here we're saying when a person, even every time a person kills, he didn't do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. His kiyuv is just for. So they both go to the same Gehenna. The guy who killed the guy didn't kill him because they both chose it properly. Yeah, there's obviously some element of kapora and nevera and whatever tuma which causes by killing somebody, which would be a stain on that person's neshama, which he has and he doesn't have. But it's not that the punishment for that nevera is all different. That's what. So now, L'chara, that means that Yosef's brothers, they chose Ben, right? Yosef was saying the truth. They should have believed him. They, because of whatever reasons, that their biases, etc., whatever was leading them astray, they chose, that they misunderstood, and they chose to attempt to do damage to him. So Bereshit came along and he saved them from the consequences of that damage.
The only thing you can argue is that
they did
tshuva, because they were in the same position. Because, I mean, Yosef saw that they regretted it. He put them in a similar position and they didn't do the sin. So you can argue that they did tshuva. Now their only worry is about what it caused them. So if they did tshuva, then their personal liability could be fixed through the tshuva, perhaps.
Okay.
And their only worry is, okay, but let's say we did tshuva, but how could we solve the problem that we caused to Yosef? So he says, okay, that problem wasn't solved because, you know, nothing happened to me. Because, I mean, like, if you can't, there's only so much tshuva you can do. You can do tshuva for what you did, but you can't solve the action. But he's saying the action is okay because Hashem wanted it, no problem. So in terms of personal liability, that's what I'm saying, that we did. They were in the same position. They did tshuva.
Okay.
He saw that they were mischarit. So I think that...
Well, he told me, I'll tell you, don't feel bad. I mean, you should feel bad. That's the parakarot. That's part of the tshuva. In other words, he seemed to be saying that there's more to the story. So there's a morale and there's a malbim. I'm not sure which one says it better. So look over here on the morale. Yosef sent back to Yaakov these donkeys laden with different items. He says, why are we sending donkeys? Mm-hmm. Rock. To the right column, about halfway down, there's a dot over there. Yeah. There were rock. Shoyim Mechav and Yosef. Yosef's intent was, L'haris lo'ovik. Sheshvotim ha-shemach ro'isoy. L'hoyim le'mechirosu rakim le'achamor shuhun oisei maso. V'nidei l'tachos ha-maso hazeh shuhun oisei. A donkey is carrying a burden from place to place. He has no idea what's in the burden. It's none of his business what is in the burden. He's just a vehicle in the hands of the master to move the burden from point A to point B. Kach ha-shvotim ha-yipaylam ha-mechir ha-zois ha-yodim ma-him ha-yosim. Ki lo ha-yosim rak ma-shagot ha-leim ha-kadosh baruch. They have no idea what they're doing. Kamar ha-chamor ha-zeh sh'noisim ma-asa What they were doing really was being Kosh Baruch Shliach to accomplish what the Russian wanted to accomplish. They didn't know that. But the reality is, they're the same thing as this donkey carrying the burden, not being aware of what his reality is. She says, and that's why he sent 10 Chamorim to connect the 10 brothers, which were in the Mechira. He said, there's the most of Iker and Tafel. So he said, in Iker and Tafel, the reality is that the Mechira, which they did, the Iker purpose of that Mechira was to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, make Yosef the shalit, bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. That's the Iker purpose of that Mechira. There's a Tafeldika purpose of the Mechira. They wanted to sell him because they were angry, you know, the Sina. The Tafel is bottled to the Iker. You can't make the Tafel the Iker, he says, because that's not true. The main reason why it happened is because of course we wanted to use this as a vehicle to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. So everything else becomes subsumed under that. And there's no punishment for it. So that's what morale seems to be saying. If you look at the Malbim,
but that can be taken to any case. You can see the Umos Olam aren't guilty because Hashem wanted us to be punished. I mean, why is this different? And they do something bad to us, Hashem wanted it, right? So then why are they held guilty?
I understand. I understand the question.
I mean, the same thing with the Nazis. I mean, Hashem wanted it to happen, but they're not. I don't know.
Okay. So if you look over here in the next page, in the Malbim, in the second page, Ratzah. Don't feel bad about the mice. The reason why they would feel bad about the mechira is the actual mice is but to read. You sold your brother. You didn't sell me. Russian sent me. Something which is done, which will impact large swath of population. It seems to be that just mikra. That's an expression of the Russian's hashkocha. The Russian's playing out vis-a-vis thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. That's something which is he's being mashgiachan. But him, he's kekelim yadalakim shumach roisihenu. The type is a cloud. The Russian need to get me down to Mizraim that I should be able to get to the point that I'm going to be the viceroy to the king. The only way that's going to happen is through this series of events. So Bershom sold me to Mizraim. You were a kli in the hand of Kadosh Baruch. He says like this, because this was for the benefit of the cloud. But they were removed from the ability to be bacher. They couldn't choose otherwise. So first point is you didn't do it. Bershom did it. So there's nothing to feel bad about. You didn't do it.
Yes,
okay, so you're right. Bershom did it. So Bershom came along and he picked up a staff and he did something. So he didn't pick up a staff, he picked up a fellow named Shimon and he used him to sell. It's the same thing, it's a stick in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand. But Shimon said, like, I don't want to be that stick. I'm not happy being that stick. I don't want to play that role. So he says, So you don't want to be the one who was responsible for this horrible thing which happened. Like, nothing horrible happened. I became the vicar to the king. She says, "Ki be simani law of the power." She did me a good favor. Without you telling me, I have to tell you, never would have happened. So this is mama's like, well, like you were the head of making me the king. So thank you very much. So Sasem is. So, quote of the Sosemis, it says, what's the last name of the Pasuk? Why am I seeing Mukulis on top? There's no Pasuk. Because there is no Pasuk on top. Asher Makartim, she says, same as Chazal Darshan, Asher Shibarta, which is Yashar Karak Shibarta, says, Asher Makartim, Yashar Karak Shibarta. Yes, he says to them, you know, I really thank you so much for yourself. Bishas Mice, I wasn't very happy. Right? But Reuben says, Biskan Ulaina Bushamon, I mean he was pleading. He was begging. We didn't listen. So he wasn't very happy at that moment. But from 2020 hindsight, he says, you did the biggest favor you ever could do for me. I thank you very much. Guy's in a business, in a firm, and he's been there for many years, you know, a company, etc. He gets fired, he gets discharged. Right, says Muhammad from our family. Right, so he ends up getting an opportunity to become a partner in something else. Right. He becomes a partner and he makes millions of dollars.
Thank you for firing.
So next time he visits, he says, "Thank you so much for firing me. It's the biggest favor I ever did in my life."
That right? Still doesn't make them right. It makes him.
So that's what the Malbim seems to be saying. A fascinating thing. He says, that first of all you had no kach bechira because it was something which impacts a very large swath.
But that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that there says no bechira at all.
So where do you find such a concept? You find such a concept as a pasuk in Mishlei. It says lev malachim b'yad Hashem l'chol asher chofes yatena. The lev of the malachim are in Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands, wherever he wants to send them, he does. All right. So Rangel's sitting in his corner, he's affecting him, he's only going to get to him. So Rangel's going to choose A, could choose B. Right? But a person who's a king, we can't just leave it up to the king. He loses some element of Bechira because his actions. Right.
I mean, we see it with Paro to some extent, but yet when Hashem does.
No, Paro was something. Paro was that Bereshit took away from him the Kayach of Bechira to punish him. That was later on in the process. But the original decision, what the Pasuk of Mishnah is saying, the original decision to do the Avla, the Melech loses it diminishes Kayach of Bechira. Because. So he's making a decision right now to plunge a nation into war. So I have free will, do whatever I want. There's no, you don't. Because this decision will impact 50 million people. The version says, I'm making the decision, not you. And you're my vehicle to make the decision. The positive one says, Leib Malachim. It doesn't say Leib Malachim Masorim. The Vel quotes it, Leib Malachim Masorim. So I saw that, the people, the Hashkafa, Swarm, etc. Handel is attacking Leib Malachim Masorim, only Leib Malachim. So nowadays we only have Sodom, we don't have Malachim, they're not Taka B'yad Hashem, B'yad Hashem, So it seems to be that, that this understanding is lav dafka to a melech. So the president makes a decision. President X makes a decision, X, which we don't like. President Y makes a decision, which we don't like. So it's not about the president. It's about Kodesh Baruch Hu. At this point in time, he says, until now, I need you to have to go through some difficult times, so everyone can have this person who has the ability through his actions to impact you in a negative way, will now do so. Because I decided.
Right.
So they push and lose Bechira.
But then the problem is, but we still punish them. It sounds like in this case, the brother shouldn't be punished in Bechira.
Right.
But every other case.
So they're not going to be punished.
Same thing with Paro.
The Ravid says, there's a Musaq of Anika Safti Mars Behemoth Zulura. So Pasuk in...
I guess the ultimate was bad, and here the ultimate was good.
It says, Ani katzavti ma'at, ve'ema ozru l'ro.
If they do worse, yeah.
Yes, the decision that you had to enslave the Jews, that's all you did?
Right.
Yeshekayach, that's what's supposed to happen. You did your job.
They always do much more.
Right, but that you decided that, they should whip them. Say, kid a boy... Right, and with while you're laughing at them, that person said, I didn't ask you to do that.
So the argument here is that the brothers didn't do beyond, beyond what Hashem wanted them to do. They didn't.
This pshat of the Rivet is a medrash in Parshas Mishpatim. I think it's by this beginning over there, it talks about Evan, the selling of Evan Ivory. So somewhere in that, he says, there's a Musaq of Avdus. The Medrash really goes to this question. So Klaisa was this is connected to Klaisa was the Vodim in Mitzrayim. It says, what was the time of Mitzrayim? They were supposed to be a Vodim. So he says, where's that Pasuk? My mind's blanking. Just saw it recently. But the Malbim is... He says, you should know that the mice was never ra. He made a law of the power. So the decision wasn't in your hands because you had no bechira in this situation. But whatever the decision was, but there was results which were negative. No, they were negative. Okay, b'zek moshul in it yidochi adam aswear lemayim b'shkaga v'yinotzol b'sham yimta evan toiv. So he finds this large jewel on the bottom of the water, which he was pushed in by this other guy. So he says she'ein loy oven He said, "Am I so? Kiyai b'shogeg? He did b'shogeg. So that's b'shogeg. That's not really the taina. Elamai, what did he accomplish? The guy's soaking wet, and he was glug 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 underwater for a minute. So no. He accomplished. The guy got an avodayva. The guy found. Let me tell you, some men are shulit rock. She must have klichemda. Okay, so that's what the Malbim says. It's." Along the lines of the morale, I think what the morale's point is, we're not denying that there weren't negative consequences. But we're saying that the positive consequences are so powerful. There's a din of bittul, the din of ikur and tofel.
Well, here he's saying there's not at all negative.
Right, he's there at all. He's taking it. He's saying the tunakud is up here. First of all, when it comes to the dvarim of hashkocha to a large swath of people, bechira is out the window.
Right.
That's number one. Number two. In the situation, yeah, but the mice are so.
Want to be the one
but you were the sword which cut. You were the arrow which shot. You were the person which sold. I don't want to be that either. Right? If the arrows could talk, they say, "Well, I don't want to be the arrow which has killed somebody." Right? I prefer not to. Yeah, but it's the creed of heaven. He should die. It's very nice. I better mitzvahs to do than it's like a mitzvah of the Mekayim when it says in Shemayim, "Go kill him." So I'd rather do the mitzvah. Right? You know, I don't want to do this mitzvah. So. He says, so the bechir is taken away from you, okay? And the reality of the maisa, was out of the maisa came Taif. He says, you're misunderstanding. These were all the Bereshim had four steps which he planned, needed to do to bring Akadon to Mitzrayim and to create a support for Klal Yisrael. These are the four steps. You happen to be the vehicle to one of the four steps. So if this is the four steps, so what'd you do bad?
Right.
We don't think like that. Now, the next few pages over here, it's a piece from Rabbi Ruchem. The first page. Don't feel bad. They should be asking him mechila. They should be mefiasing him for what they did to him. But rather, instead of that happening, because they're dead silent still, he's appeasing them. It's like, excuse me? His crying was to mefias them. There's a concept called midas hamishpat. My point being that it's measured. The revolver writes that the reason why midas are referred to as midas is because midas, the vast majority of what we call midas, are not always appropriate. There's a balance, right? There's sometimes when you need to take a stand and not be soft. And there's sometimes when you need to be zohir and go slowly. Then you need to go quickly. They're all measured. You have to measure them out. You have to be calculated to understand how to apply it. The Rambam calls them deus, which for the same reason he says because that means you need to put a lot of intelligence to figure out when to apply it and when not. Okay, but. Yosef had a tremendous amount he had this tremendous sense of measuring. Person stole, a person damaged, etc. There's a lot of it. Well, how we deal with the person who stole. So Reuven, in some way, did something bad to him. So Shimon now, so how is Shimon supposed to react? He says, free reign, do whatever you want. That's not true. He says, what do you mean? The guy attacked me, he hurt me, he stole from me, he attempted to murder me, I can do whatever I want to him. No, you can't. There's a Shulchan Aruch of how to respond. How to interface with the one who did the avlo. But it's Leinu, Anu Kesheker Oysolon Ra, when someone does something bad to us, you feel b'shogeg, even if you're b'shogeg, ki ha yisabra l'moshe shekein tzarkli, as he thought that's what you're supposed to do. But halo nirgiz v'nichas alam ad moed, Main klal matzah l'ruchen, we feel pasul, we have a right to be totally angry at him. Cheshenach oz ki kvar huter the dama b'chol b'chol. You can do whatever you want. You can, you know, kill him. You know. Ma'achar shahala aray asali roi. He did something bad to me, so I right to give it back to him. Avoloi kein odam b'beis. That's not true. The whole yesh dinner mishpah. There's kashmirness. Yes, it was a kashmiri matzmai. The kashav. Yes, I sat down and I thought. Ki ulai hu be'emes ha'ashe b'chol. Maybe he's the one who's sort of the problem. Ulai ayin ei pshiyosa gorm hu shetol b'echav. He caused them to make misunderstand. K'nefshah shehu ha'gorm b'chol ha'tzar shalachim. He caused them to end his pain. All they went through the last point in Mitzrayim. He by his saying, you know, lashon hara and being a little bit, you know, whatever, he messed them all up. So it's all his fault. Okay, says his first point. Then he says, he says like this. Mikan yesh lono lumoid. Klal Gadol, Asher Kadima is a Haramba Maramba. Al Pasuk Kibud Rosh Hashanah Zodoy Lehem. Ki Amam Lo Haya Al Mitzrayim, Roy Lava Lo Enish Gadol Shal Esam Makas. They didn't deserve 10 Makas. But Tiyas Hayam. Ba'achar Kashem Gazal Yisrael Vavadamin was still. The Rosh Hashanah said that it's supposed to happen. Kar Hidil Anu Lavram Avinu. Rosh Hashanah told that Hidil Anu Lavram Avinu. Ken Mitzrayim Kibud Rosh Hashanah. Mushlukim Hema. They should line up for Schar.
Right.
Ma'al Hem Layonah Shalayim. It's not because what they did, it's because they what their desire to do. You have the right to desire to want to kill Jews. I'm doing a mitzvah. Right? So there's a there's an Nefesh Chaim. Nefesh Chaim says that by an Aveira, L'shem Shemayim, it's only Mutter Mislishma.
Mutter when?
Mislishma. So, a person, in certain situations which we have historically, somebody, you know, who has the authority to do so, chose to do an Aveira, right, to save the situation, etc. So, that's called an Aveira, that's an Aveira, L'shem Shemayim. It's only Mutter Mislishma. But if you're enjoying it along the way, he says, don't say, I did this to Shem Shemayim. You know, it's like, you know, people tell me the Shem Shemayim and they push it, you know, it's not right to have leftovers. It's the Shem Shemayim, you know. Like, you know, about the same level of, right? So he says, the Zodin is the problem. What's what they did? It's the zodah which was inside of them. The attitude, the malice, the glee, the overworking that which they did to them. So the Menachos Chinuch, the Chinuch says that what's on the mitzvah sikum lasitur. It says, what are you talking about the guy? He didn't do it. Rosham did it.
Right.
He said, listen, but the Rosh Hashanah understands that our nature is, we feel hurt. So the Rosh Hashanah does not expect, as the Chinuch writes, to overcome that immediately. But Kishayab Rizman Ma, after a period of time passes, we say, listen, I'm sorry, fellow Muvah. If you believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you understand the Rosh Hashanah wanted this to happen. So why are you sitting and having a grudge against the guy? It's not him. Whatever revenge on him, it's not him. Between him and his creator, the person is going to punish him for his bad decisions. Nothing to do with you. But what happened to you was supposed to happen to you. Leave the guy out of it. So David Melech answered on the spot. We're requested Cheshayar Bezman Ma after a period of time passes. Bebatzim, what do you want from him? Kishliach Bezin Hudayma. So imagine the Shliach Bezin gives the guy Malchus. The guy says, I hate your guts, you gave me Malchus. I didn't give you Malchus, the Bezin gave you Malchus. Right. So that's something over here. Shluchoi shel mokum hu lasis v'chol asher gozer hu yisborach.
Then we'd have to argue that the brothers, I said they had jealousy. It wasn't really. jealousy. I mean, because they didn't really want it out of their own. Otherwise, you can't. I mean, at least according to the mob.
So, how do you stem this? I haven't figured. I'm not stemming this. I'm just bringing up this different ways of looking at this. You know, we see, you know, both elements. What else I put over here?
Yeah, I'm all going to get the data to Lishma.
It's very hard to square this.
It doesn't sound very Lishma.
Philosophy for life, Rabbi Engel.
What?
It's very hard to understand this as a philosophy for life. I mean, on the one hand, it's, well, Hashem needed this to happen, and he chose me to do it. On the other hand, you say, well, I shouldn't do it because it's not something I want to be involved in.
Do you know
what I mean?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Again, the Rabbi asked the question. It's according to the Rambam that there, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam's answer to Mitzrayim, he says, he didn't say which room was supposed to be.
He
didn't say which nation it's supposed to be. It says Eretz Lohem in a foreign land. So. The Mitzrayim were the one who chose, so they get punished. So the Rabbi says, I understand. They get a mitzvah.
Right.
The Rashi said that somebody's supposed to go and they had to play. So they said, aha, it's a Kabbalah mitzvah, let's go do it. That's what he says to Terah, so they overdid it. Right? Which, what do you mean they overdid it? Because, you know, how can you overdo it because of broken watch? Whatever, okay. Right?
Right.
That's a different problem.
Well, they did it for their own reasons. They didn't do it to do what Hashem.
He says, "They extended it." How do you extend? What do words mean? Different problem. Like, I'm not answering that. So, yeah, nobody's saying that. You know, since you know, there's first of all, most of our lives, we over here, there was given an award ready. This is supposed to happen. So I go, well, I want to, I'm doing it the same shrine to fulfill the Nebuah. Over here, I said, listen, I had a personal Nebuah from Kodesh Baruch Hu yesterday that you're supposed to be messed up. Therefore, the same shrine, I'm going messing you up. How do I know that this is supposed to happen? So that I have to follow the rules of the Torah. I'm not supposed to come along. I believe that so-and-so deserves to get punished. Therefore, I'm going to punish him because, you know, like, I don't know. Well, he did a lot of bad things. So did you. So it becomes very theoretical in that aspect. But in the hindsight, what he's saying is not so much the one who's doing it, but the one who's the recipient of it, sitting there and nursing his complaint against the fellow is ridiculous. Because once it did happen, the person was the Shliach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to happen to him and Shemayim as well as him and his creator? What's with me? My title is not that he's a bad person, a good person. My title is something bad happened to me. Excuse me? Let's get those words again. What happened to you? Something bad. The person says, not bad. If I decreed it, it's supposed to happen, so leave him out of it. And if I decreed it, it's probably good, so like leave him out of it. So yes, it says the brothers, like, oh, you know, you guys chose, like, I got to punish you for the bad things that happened to me. Like, what happened to me? Like, what's bad? And then you have to figure out in the how long of a span of time do you look to see bad or good, right? Okay, let's hold it here. But that's, you know, all of the pieces that are here is this angle. This the Barbanel deals with the relationship between Mikra and Hashkacha, how you combine the two.